From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The countdown has begun for Washington, D.C. journalists, pundits, and indeed for citizens across the country for when Attorney General William Barr will be releasing the redacted Mueller report, expected just over 2 hours from right now. Congressional Democrats are expressing concerns that the Attorney General is trying to spin the results of the special counsel's Russian report before they and the public have a chance to read it. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says it's wrong for Attorney General William Barr to discuss the special counsel report first publicly in a morning news conference and then say that Congress has to wait about 2 more hours before it gets the report.
Attorney General Barr is not allowing the facts of the Mueller report to speak for themselves, but is trying to bake in the narrative about the report to the benefit of the White House.
New York Congressman Gerald Nadler says the public will hear the report in Barr's words and not what special counsel Robert Mueller had to say.
This is wrong. It is not the proper role of the Attorney General.
He expects the committee will want to subpoena Mueller and others. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Just how much information is to be withheld is anyone's guess, but the Washington Post is reporting today that according to anonymous sources, the report is only to be lightly redacted. The United Nations said Wednesday that the Libyan capital saw its most intense fighting overnight since the forces of General Khalifa Haftar began their battle to take Tripoli earlier this month. The UN's top diplomat in Libya condemned the shelling on Twitter. The UN Security Council has been considering a draft resolution this week calling for an immediate de-escalation and ceasefire. The International Organization for Migration said Wednesday that the offensive has displaced 25,000